Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Carlos. We're calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. May I ask, what is your age?
I'm in my late 40s.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from zero to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump.
Give him 60.
Next is charter schools.
Charter schools, 80.
Okay, public school teachers.
That's a mixed bag. I'm gonna go with no opinion on that. It's too broad.
Okay, next is public schools.
Public schools, 30.
Next one is the U.S. Department of Education.
Zero.
Next one is the National Education Association, or NEA.
Zero.
Next is woke culture or wokeism.
Zero.
Next is Joe Biden.
Zero.
And lastly, Moms for Liberty.
100.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was the next to last?
We have excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Fair.
Okay. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Charter schools.
Would you say somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
All right. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, a 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and a 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first topic is become more organized and have structure.
I give that one pretty hot 8,
Okay. Next topic is embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
two.
Okay. Next one is provide basic skill. Basic like, I'm sorry, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Probably zero.
Okay, next topic is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
Probably five.
And the next topic is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
Two.
And the last topic, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Probably too much.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, not in the last 2 years.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. I would like to take a moment to thank you for taking time of your day to complete the survey. I really appreciate your time. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
That's a loaded question. It's politics, but it's important politics. It sounds kind of like the question is kind of cynical, but I guess trying to get to what the asker's actual intent is, no, it's not political.
So in this we have the options: strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Okay, so I disagree that it's political.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first statement is, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. So in this one, we have a strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Another loaded question. Because it's subjective on how you take, because they feel guilty, is it bad because the education is made to feel people guilty, or because it's objective teaching and it just happens to make people feel guilty? Either way could be taken into that question. Poorly developed question. I know you didn't develop the questions, but poorly developed, like you're trying to get to a particular point of view. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess put me down as no opinion on it.
All right. Next statement is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree with that. That should happen.
Would you say strongly
agree.
Or? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
and the last statement is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Another loaded question. Sensitive is overly broad. If you're talking about pornography, then yeah, it should be removed. If you're talking about political ideas, no, it shouldn't be removed. But that's pretty overly broad, so it should be allowed, should be removed. Sensitive books should be removed. Strongly agree.
Okay. Next idea is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Should definitely be taught. Strongly agree.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Next idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Yeah, I agree. Somewhat agree.
And the last idea is increasing teacher pay.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
That's a weird question. I've been doing that through Black History Month since I was in school 30 years ago, plus 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I don't understand why they would talk about adding it when it's already there.
Mm-hmm. So would you go with strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I guess somewhat support.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. We're almost done with the survey. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first argument is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So again, 0 means not all convincing, and 10 is very convincing. You can use any number.
0.
Okay. Next one is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
0.
Okay, and the last one. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Zero.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first statement is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
0.
So in this one is strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, and the other statement, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Gosh, that's overly broad and subjective. I'm going to go 0 because I kind of know where this is going.
Oh, would you say...
Or strongly disagree, yeah.
Thank you. We're almost done. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. These ones are really short. I appreciate your time and patience. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
Some college.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you say a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong, I guess.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have any child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had to think about it. They're pretty close to.
Okay. And do you have any child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Yes.
Would that apply to you or to your household? Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
In the household?
Yeah.
I didn't understand that.
If this applies to you, to someone else in your household, or if it doesn't apply?
No. Does not apply.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time, and thank you very much for taking time to fill out the survey. You have a great day, and take care.
Real quick, Carlos, who was this for again?
To be honest, I really don't know who pays for the survey. I don't know, to be honest.
Sure. Okay. Well, have a good evening.
You too. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye.